How old do you have to be in order to give the truth? Can you give the truth when you are 50? How about when you are 95? Does it make a difference? The Apostle John lived an awful long time by our standards. After Jesus' death and resurrection, John lived in Jerusalem, but he moved to Ephesus before the fall of Jerusalem in 70 AD. We believe the epistle to that we call 1 John was written by the apostle. The question is when? Some have argued that it was written when John was an old man up there in Ephesus, when he was in his 90s. Another view has suggested that he wrote it when he was in his 50s or so down in Jerusalem. Does it make any difference? The thing that John is trying to do is tell us about being happy. If you knew the truth, how to be really happy, wouldn't you want to know it? Wouldn't you want to tell someone? Well, John does. And he starts off by telling us that this joy is not something new. We just haven't seen it. So that is why he is writing this epistle, this letter. Here's what he says in the first verses of 1 John. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled concerning the word of life, the life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us, that which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we write to you that your joy may be full. Well, think about living in the 60s A.D. Or even in the 90s A.D. There wasn't much joy in being a Christian. Some of that persecution business was going on. We've heard about that. Both Roman and Jewish opposition was trying to stop the spread of the word about Jesus. It's just after these first four verses that we get to the part we want to look at today in this sermon, because it really deals with Christmas and what Christmas is all about. Will you please rise in honor of this text? Since we've already read the first four verses, let's look at 1 John 1, verses 5 through 7, reading in Jesus' name. And this is John talking to the church. This is the message which we have heard from Him and declare to you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Well, these are your words, Heavenly Father. Strengthen and edify us now as we meditate on them in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, the central question that we look at this time of year is relating to Christmas, isn't it? What is Christmas all about? And this is maybe an odd little piece of text to have as a Christmas fourth Sunday in Advent text, but the idea that comes out of it really connects. The big idea is God is light. As we look at these verses, we see that we get some understanding about what light is. And we see the kinds of things that light does. And we see what light does to our understanding of the world. But all of these things relate back to that big idea that God is light. So let's begin looking at light. We're looking here to begin with at verse 5, which gives us our first point for today's lesson. Light is extremely and finely made. Now, some of you remember photons. A photon is somewhere between the smallest piece of matter and a ray or a wave. It's technically not either one. It is delicate. It's very finely drawn. It reveals things when it confronts things. When light comes upon an object, that's when you see it. Light is very quiet. Have you noticed that? It makes no noise at all. It is subtle. It has purity all in itself, and yet it draws nothing to itself. The most brilliant light is absolutely silent. Well, God is hard to describe, but we understand that God is light. We don't have to be afraid because it is never dark when God is present. We can live and be comfortable because there is life when you can see clearly. We don't get run over by our problems because where there is light, you can see where you're going. God reveals real life. Now, the Bible is clear on its description of God and the removal of all fear in life because of God. Psalm 27 says it like this: "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Psalm 36 says, "For with you, God, is the fountain of life. In your light we see light." Or Psalm 84, "For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly." You see, we can walk safely in God's light. Isaiah 60 says, "The sun shall no longer be your light by day, nor for brightness shall the moon give light to you. But the Lord will be to you an everlasting light, and your God your glory." That is, our Heavenly Father reveals the way because of his light. You see why John is so anxious to share what he learned from Jesus in verse 5? "This is the message," John says, "which we have learned from him," from Jesus, "and declare to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all." This light is the very word of life that John is so excited about. 1 John 1:1 says, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we've seen with our eyes, which we've looked upon, and our hands have handled, concerning the word of life." That's what John says, "I want to share with you." The point is this: light is unlike anything else in creation. It is something, and yet it is so finely made that it's hardly there. The prophets talked about the breath of God. It's the same idea. We have a God who is indescribable in human terms. He is special, and he is life itself. He is transforming. When God sent Jesus Christ to save people from their sins, this indescribable God became flesh and blood like us. That's the wonder of Christmas. We could see him. No wonder John is so excited about sharing Jesus Christ with us in this epistle. Well, let's dig a little bit deeper into this letter. We were looking here at verse 6, our second point. Light reveals things. You see, truth lives very close to light. Truth is true, it's not false. If the light is good, you can tell the true from the false. That's why we say light reveals the truth. When we get light, we get truth and knowledge. truth is a thing. Knowledge is what you do with the truth. You use it. You see, it's not a relative thing. It's something that is true. Knowledge is like a flashlight. It can point at something in the dark and make it visible. That's why truth and light are related to one another, and why understanding comes when you have these two together, truth and light. Revelation is the spiritual component of light. Light reveals what is true and what is false. There is nothing but truth in light. You can't hide from light because what it shows is the pure and real of anything. Our spirit wants light. It does not want darkness. There is no hiding from the light. What you see is what you get. What is exposed to light is there for all to view. Every bit of it is seen by all. When things come into the light, they are public. Well, look at God's Word in Proverbs. Proverbs 4 says this: "The path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble." You see, it is good in life to see where you're going. God wants us to know where we are going in life. Well, Jesus knew that everyone did not want light. We have the darkness of sin in the world, and some pursue that darkness. Jesus knew that from the very beginning. Listen to this, John 3, 19, 20, and 21. Jesus talking. "And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God." The Apostle John speaks directly to this matter of Jesus Christ in Revelation because of his light. 1 John 1:6 says, "If we say that we have fellowship with Him," that is with Jesus, "and walk in darkness, we lie, and we do not practice the truth." The life of Jesus, God's Son, brought God's light into the world, and that light is life. 1 John 1:2 says, "The life was manifested, we've seen it, and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us." That is, John says, God the Father showed real life through His Son, Jesus Christ. The point is this, and I get this. God sent Jesus Christ to die for our sins. We always talk about that. But look at this Christmas text. God gave us Jesus to show us real living. There was nothing pretend about Jesus because God's light was all over the place in the life of Jesus. Light reveals things, and God's light reveals our sin and the necessity that we have Jesus Christ to atone for those sins. Well, does this make sense? It should, because of the last point that comes from these verses. We find it in verse 7. Light brings understanding. Our minds work because of reason, the seeing of things in light. Now, I studied learning for a long time and in my life before pastoring. I tested many youngsters with learning problems over the years. When you have a child that has learning problems, the single biggest thing you can do to help that child learn is give that child vocabulary, words. The Scriptures tell us that the words of God are light. We understand because of the light. God's creation is understandable only when we understand God. God's plan for us makes sense because of God's light. Our minds understand morality and spiritual truth because light reveals their truth. Society today misses moral and spiritual truth because it's lost the light. The things of God make no sense without God's light. A spiritual mind needs the words of God, you see, to think spiritual thoughts. This is why God's people look for God's light. Psalm 89 says it like this. Blessed, that is happy, are the people who know the joyful sound. They walk, O Lord, in the light of your countenance, the light of your face, the light of your speaking to us. Jesus tells us, and all who would seek God receive his light. John 12:35, Jesus. A little while longer the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. He who walks in darkness does not know where he's going. We need God's light for our minds to work as they were designed, to honor our God and Savior. The Apostle Paul implores you and me, Romans 13:12, the night is far spent, the day is at hand, therefore let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. And the Apostle John tells us the same thing. Furthermore, there is no salvation, no escape from the darkness of sin without the light of Jesus Christ and his lifeblood. 1 John 1:7 says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Christ, his Son, cleanses us from sin. There's no cleansing from sin without the light of God. Our joy can be full in no one else because there is light in no one else. The Apostle John calls on us to be in the light, to be in the Lord's fellowship. 1 John 1, verses 3 and 4 say, that which we have seen and heard we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. He's saying, if you have fellowship with one another, you have fellowship with God. And these things we write to you that your joy may be full. The point here is this. God is light. Light reveals the truth. And now this last point, light brings understanding. You and I need to know the light of God. The light made visible is Jesus Christ. We need to know Jesus Christ because he brings understanding. Understanding of who we are and who God is. Understanding of God's plan of salvation in Jesus Christ. It is Christmas. A time of light and God's truth and his gift of light and life to us on the earth. We can understand this, can't we? Let's review. We started talking about Christmas. What's Christmas all about? And we said that the big idea in Jesus Christ is the light that he brings. God is light in Jesus. Light is extremely and finally made. Light reveals things, and light brings understanding. That's why we say that we can understand God, because of Jesus Christ. St. John is either a middle-aged man by our standards or a very old saintly man when he writes this letter. Aristotle and Plato, the great Greek philosophy minds, declared that the purpose of life is to be happy. Well, that may be part of it, but we do know that God wants us to be happy in him. Happiness comes through God's light. God is light. Christmas is about the light of God. We cannot talk about Christmas without talking about sin. Sin separated us from God. God made us. We rebelled. We call it the fall when mankind sinned, putting himself before his Creator. But what we found was this. Separation from God is darkness. No light there. There is no light in darkness, no light at all. There is no fear, There is only fear and trepidation. There is separation and alienation from God, who is light itself. What a mess. But thanks be to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God knew that we could not find our way out of the darkness by ourselves. He sent His only Son to give us light. Yes, Jesus died for our sins and enabled us to be restored to God, but His human birth, Christmas, and His atoning life came because of God's desire that we might have life and light and hope. May we have this hope this Christmas season. Well, God of light, reveal Yourself anew in God the Son, Jesus Christ, this holy season of Christmas. May Your Spirit, O Father, bring again the message of Your love and care for the people of the earth. Lead us beyond our boundaries of separation and enmity among peoples on this planet, and restore each nation and people to the light of Your countenance. Amen.